This is St. Louis Public Radio. An educator who quit his job to join the Ferguson protests and then became a nationally known activist is coming back to St. Louis. DeRay McKesson will appear at Union Avenue Christian Church tomorrow to talk about his new book called On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. The Baltimore native ran in the Democratic primary for mayor of his hometown 2 years ago and finished in sixth place. He co-hosts a podcast called Pod Save the People with St. Louis and Brittany Packnett. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with McKesson about his experiences and his book. As he wrote, McKesson said he envisioned a number of potential readers.
You know, when I thought about who I was writing to, it was a mixed bag. It was writing to people who identify as activists. It was writing to people who don't identify as anything but do the work of activism. Writing to people who needed advice. You know, the last part of the book was about a letter to an activist, and I wanted to put down all the things I wish somebody had told me. You know, so I was writing to, there's a chapter on whiteness. I wanted to write to and about white people in a way that could arm them so that they could, like, be ready to do work better. So the book is meant to appeal to a range of people and to equip a range of people to do work.
In the book, you specifically give credit to the people of Ferguson and other St. Louisans that immediately took to the streets after Michael Brown was shot and killed. At the same time, you have been criticized by some people in St. Louis that say that you and others came in from out of town and garnered national publicity, you know, meeting with President Obama, becoming friends with Beyonce, that maybe should have gone to local protesters. What do you say about those kinds of claims?
Yeah, you know, I was in the street for a very long time in St. Louis, as long as anybody else who stayed in the street for the initial wave of the protests, and have always tried to use my access and the platform to amplify the work of everybody doing good work. You know, I'm mindful of the criticisms. You know, I'm from Baltimore. I did move to St. Louis, and I moved home to Baltimore when Freddie Gray got killed and realized that I needed to do work back home where I was from. And that was important to me. And also know that I'm not the only person that can tell the truth, that I'm one of many people who was in the street. And I say that in the book. I say that every time I can, that there's so many people who helped make the protest what it is. And we all had specific roles and we all did things. And I wanted to use the book to name those people that people might not know.
And now this work seems to be your life's work, you know, with the podcast and your continued speaking out. Did you ever foresee that this might be your life?
Well, I hope that this is not all I do. I want to, you know, we should not have to fight like this, right? So as much as this work is important, like, I love teaching. You know, I loved being in the classroom. I loved running my after-school center. Like, those things were, I loved it, right? So I want to figure out how we win so we can all get back to doing the things that we love and not having to fight the system. You know, and I think that we can do that in this lifetime. You know, if they can rewrite the tax code on the back of scrap paper and paper towels, then we can totally, like, do what we need to do, and I believe that, you know?
Are you planning to run for office again?
Yeah, I would love to, you know, be involved in politics again. I believe in being on the inside, that has to be a part of the work. You know, it's funny, when I ran in 2016, people called me a sellout for wanting to be in office. They're like, why would I do that? Like, the real change happens on the outside. You and I both know that that has changed dramatically now. Everybody's like, if you don't run for office, you're not real now. Like, everybody's running for office. It's like a thing. So it was important to me then. It's important to me now. I believe those things. I'm spending more time right now supporting candidates. So, you know, that is really important to me in this work. And, you know, there are protesters who have run for office in St. Louis. You think about Bruce, you think about Rasheen, you think about so many people who, like, understand that we have to be the people on the inside.